Hello, my audio friends. Yeah, that's Joe Satriani. Piece of music called Dream Song, live from Saturated, his live album, which is incidentally was recorded in Montreal. So, a couple of years ago, my sister asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I told her, you know what, I'd love to get a CD from an artist called Joe Satriani. And she said, well, which one? I said, I don't know. Surprise me. I don't have any, and I really don't know much about his music. So I said, just surprise me. And then she found this one, this live album, and I do adore live albums. And you know, the bonus was it was recorded in Montreal, so that was kind of neat. So it's Sunday evening. It's 10 past 7. I'm off to see my mom, help her out with a few things around the house. And I just wanted to update the my audio friends on my audio workstation. I don't know if I mentioned this in my last update, Boo, when I was going for a walk, but I've decided to really sit down and redo my desk in my office and incorporate my audio stuff. In other words, my mixer and my studio monitors, my rack synthesizers. I've got two of them for now, and hopefully I'll buy one more. I'm just not sure which one. It might be a Korg, or well, I already have one Korg. I have the M3R, but I'm looking at maybe getting the what I'd love is an actual analog synth, sort of a la Mini Moog, okay, but that's rack mountable, with the controls on the front, you know, so VCF and VCO and oscillator controls and cutoffs and the ADSR, sorry, did I get that wrong? Attack, decay, sustain, release. Yeah. So the ADSR filters, everything on the front of the unit. I don't even know if they make such an animal. I've seen some of them, but they're really huge. And I only have room for one unit high, at least on the left-hand desktop racks that I've made. I've made two of them. So one is on the left-hand. I don't have a picture right now, but I will post something. One is on the right hand, sorry, left hand. One will be on the right hand. And in the middle will be a shelf on four risers that are going to be a little bit lower. And that will be to hold my my monitor. I bought a brand new Acer 27-inch monitor for my Mac Mini. It is a monster. The only problem, it's not really a big problem, but the only problem is that it's only an HD monitor. In other words, it's, what is it, 1920 by 1080? Something like that, or 1960 by 1080? And of course, great resolution, but I was hoping to drive it a little bit higher than that. And the native resolution on this monitor is tops out at 1080. What I would have needed is something called the WQHD. In other words, a wide quality or wide something, high definition monitor. Those puppies you can push up to 2335 by a staggering 15 something. Anyway, they're really high resolution. And unfortunately, they run around $600. And the monitor I bought at $200. So I got a great deal on this monitor. Wasn't exactly what I was looking for. I bought it and it said native, but I didn't quite understand what that meant. And now I do. So, but that's okay. It's fine. It'll do what I want it to do. Which was basically, you see, I used to run two monitors on my setup. One was a typical horizontal monitor, and the other one was a vertical monitor. I used to run a 21-inch Samsung vertical monitor to do my report writing. And that one died, unfortunately. So I wasn't going to replace, I mean, to buy a tiltable 21-inch or 22-inch screen now is very expensive. There's not that many that tilt, and well, when companies do make them, because they don't sell as many, the price tends to be almost double what a regular 21-inch monitor is. So what I decided to do is buy a bigger monitor. So I went out to get a 27-inch. I was actually thinking to get an actual 32, but most 32-inch monitors don't, the foot, I think the foot is optional, unless you go to the Apple monitors, but they're a fortune. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of 31 and 32-inch monitors do not have the pedestal. You actually have to buy it, which adds another cost. And even those, they're very expensive. So I said, okay, 27-inch, it'll allow me to run almost a full page of a Word document, almost in full page, one next to the other, at a decent enough resolution that I can, they're still legible, and I can still work with them. So that's what I did, and that's why I went for a 27-inch monitor. I'm just going to check the time here. Oops, not much time left. So getting back to my desk, I'm going to have these two what I call desktop rack units on either side of the desk. The desk is now sitting on four adjustable legs, and I've beefed it up so I can almost stand at my desk now. The reason why I did this is I sit for a living, and when I get home, I sit at my computer. And I won't go into great detail, but everyone knows what happens when you sit too long. So I'll just leave it at that. So I needed to be able to stand up to do a lot of my work, and when I will be doing stuff with music, I want to stand. I know Simon, his setup, he stands when he plays his music, and sets up all his synthesizers and his little Korg Volca system that he has, which is a wonderful system, by the way. And I've got a few minutes left. So my intent was to stand to do some of my work, but also sit. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy basically what they call a drafting chair, which is a tall chair, adjustable, anywhere between 23 inches seat height to 33 inches seat height, or somewhere in that vicinity. And what this allows me to do is sit on a chair if I'm typing or stuff like that, and put me at a reasonable height to be comfortable. But the desk is still high enough that I can sometimes just half sit on the chair with a leg or a foot on the footrest of the chair. I'm sure you've seen these drafting chairs before. They have this round footrest at the bottom. They can swivel, they're on wheels. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how that'll work. I don't have the chair yet. I'm still looking for one. It's not an easy thing to buy, it seems. There's so many different models, but not all of them have an extended height adjustment. Some of them are rather restricted, in fact. So that's my update. I will try to post some pictures. The wood right now is all wood color. I haven't painted or anything, and I'm thinking of maybe just varnishing it, because I like the look of the wood. It contrasts well with the dark black mahogany look of my IKEA desktop. So I'll post a picture with this audio boom, and you'll get to see what I'm talking about. I'm really excited about this project. I'm hoping it gets me back into the studio, back into sort of thinking about audio and playing around with music and uncluttering my office, which if I declutter, it might help me to think better. Thanks for listening, as always. Have a great one.